The executive director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Van Tuzazim, says Ghana needs about $1.5 billion for the expansion of water supply by the year 2020. He said $811 million would be required to meet the Millennium Development Goals on water by 2015. $505 million will also be required to achieve the MDG on rural water supply target. Here is a news desk report.
Mr. Vitus Azim said donor pledges for 2008 to 2012 amounted to $175 million and that there is a gap of $330 million in meeting rural water supply. Mr. Azim said an average inflow of resources forms 35% of the annual requirement and that about 90% of funding in the water sector is donor funded. He explained that Ghana Water Company Limited is currently supplying more than 500,000 milliliters per day as against daily demand of 939,000 per day, with about 73% of urban population having access to pipe water, while 15% obtained it from wells, 22.5% obtained water from natural sources, and 8.4% from tanker services. Mr. Azim said 69% of rural communities have access to 17,280 boreholes and 4,236 hand dug wells. Mr. Azim advised the public to desist from illegal connection, meter falsification, and illegal payments to meter readers to enable the GWCL to meet the demands of the people. He also mentioned over-invoicing, shoddy work, poor contract management as forms of corruption which contribute to the high cost of water supply and called on Ghanaians to report such practices to the appropriate authorities.
That was the News Desk report.